Slideshow Season 20, Episode 66. 100%. How's everybody doing out there, bro? Another day, Funkery Friday. You know, it being Episode 66, I guess we got Monster, bro. We got Monster Energy to be drinking. It being Episode 66, does it mean I'm part of the fucking evil forces in the world that push Monster on their fucking... No. I was actually at the gas station, and I was like, you know what? I'm about to do a show, and, you know, it's good to be the opposite of fucking, like, you know, drowsy. And here I am, bro. Sly Show. Let's go. 66. It's not 666. It's 66. And I'm completely aware of the things that have been surrounding Monster Energy cans and, you know, the whole thing. And I really don't give a fuck what your little fucking view on the shit is, because at the end of the day, you know, I mean, I'm doing a show and, you know, we need to have energy and, you know, spare me with your, it's not healthy for you and, you know, all that. But anyways, we here, Fuckery Friday. How's everybody doing? Been a great week. Five shows, I believe we did five shows this week. Yeah, yes. You know, we just moving right along, bro. We moving right along. It's, you know, been good. Yesterday I talked about BitChute. You know, I mean, you know, when you look at free speech platforms and, you know, I try to put myself out there as much as I can. I think that, you know, it's just unpredictable. You know, when we have our positioning, you know, I wouldn't go as far as say it's a motto, but our positioning is that we are unfiltered. We are unpredictable. You just don't know what you're getting. And that is the greatest thing about the Sly Show is for 20 years, you know, I remember, years ago, you know, when we started doing all this, man, you know, I was working at commercial radio. And I like to get into these 20 years of the Sly Show conversations because, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, a lot of people have busy lives and people check out the show, maybe check it out on a podcast network or, you know, you go to the website and, you know, you don't really understand like the early days, and the early days were great, you know. But I always say that, you know, with clout, you know, there's a lot of people who do these things for clout. And, you know, I think it's important that people check out the show because you're going to get the full context of what we're talking about. Listening to watching a small little clip on social media is not giving you the context that you really need. And, yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, when we started doing the Sly Show back in 2004, didn't know what I was doing. I was working in commercial radio. I wanted to be on the radio. I wanted to be a DJ. I was in the hip hop, you know, doing all that. You know, hip. I was a hip hop kid, hip hop baby. Bone Thugs and Harmony have a song called "Hip Hop Baby," or I think it's Bone Thugs and Harmony. You know, so I grew up in the '90s, and you know, I mean, this is what we were about. You know, I mean, this is 100% what we're about, and this is what I'm supposed to do. You know, I really feel like in my early years of growing up, I wanted to be into acting and commercials, and you know, my mom didn't have the opportunity to do that for me. So, you know, I ventured off and I ended up, you know, dropping out of high school, and I did, you know, radio, you know, and it's pretty much what I've been doing for the last 20 years. And when we first started doing the Sly Show, you know, I wasn't really into, you know, it wasn't like a structured show. It was just kind of like just something that we were doing because I was coming off of working in commercial radio. And then I was, you know, I just wanted to start my own thing. You know, at the time, this was in 2000 and what the fuck year was this? Obviously 2004. Actually, it was a little before that, you know. 50 Cent dropped his album in 2003, Get Rich or Die Tryin'. I remember being in the elevator with him. That's right. I was working at KYLD, Wild 94.9, San Francisco, Clear Channel, iHeartMedia. You know, I was right there, 340 Townsend Street. And, you know, I mean, I really wanted to get into the entertainment business. You know, I've done comedy, stand-up comedy, and people have asked me, would you ever do it again? And I was like, yeah, probably. But I just kind of like, you know, I haven't got around to it. You know, these last 11 years, you know, I've been raising a human being, you know, so I've kind of looked at life differently, you know, than I did like prior to the last 11 years. Stopped doing the show live and, you know, it's been great. You know, I think about, you know, where my brain is in 2024. I think about what's important to me. I think the children are very important. I think the indoctrination that's happening at school systems in public schools in America has been horrible. You know, I mean, there's this transgenderism thing that we talk about. You know, I mean, it all kind of just like fell into place after 2020. 2020, you know, they started talking about putting masks on. Always been anti-establishment, always been anti-authority. You know, I always didn't really like anybody. I don't give a fuck who you are. You know, conservatives traditionally back the blue and, you know, this and that. And, you know, what needs to be understood about law enforcement, police officers, is I am a law-abiding citizen. I do respect, I respect where, you know, where I feel that it needs to be respected. But what people need to understand about law enforcement, and it's something that I've touched on in the last couple of weeks, is police officers, you know, after COVID happened, you know, with the forced masks, and, you know, maybe if you're in rural America and you're in the dirty South, you know, southern states, red states, Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe you don't understand this, but, you know, reality is police officers are officers of the state. They take their orders from the state. Whatever the state is pushing, that's who the police officers enforce their laws on. Okay? So, you know, I mean, when we look at things that we disagree with on the right, you know, when we look at these speech laws that they want to pass in red states, that's right, Republicans in red states want to pass anti-hate speech laws, meaning if you speak out against Jewish people, if you speak out against Jewish people and you are deemed anti-Semitic, they want to criminalize you and throw you in jail. See, this is where we get into a space. See, you know, talking about foreign policy, talking about Israel, talking about Iran, talking about you know, Ukraine, foreign policy. Surface level conservative voters don't know anything about it. Surface level conservative voters know about the things that they're basically into. What are they into? Surface level topics. Ah, southern border. Ah, transgenderism. Ah, how many genders is there? Ah, should we have this, you know, owning the libs. Liberal tears, as they say. You know, to understand what's going on in Iran, understand, you have to do your research. And this is what we go back to what we've talked about with Israel and Ukraine and Iraq and Iran and, you know, all of these things. Now, I've been around this stuff for many years. My cousin was in the Marines. He did two tours in Iraq, Ramadi, Iraq. You know, anybody who is anti-American, you are an enemy to me. You know, it doesn't matter if it's a Black Lives Matter person, if it's a Palestinian, Gaza, you know, if you're anti-American, you're an enemy to me. And the reason why you're an enemy to me is because I am an American and I am here raising a family and I am trying to see that America thrives. Now, unfortunately, there's so many moving parts to the entire situation in America. And there's nothing that we can do with elections. The elections are rigged, California especially. Politicians are bought and paid. Look at the situation. Mike Johnson signs off $100 billion, 150, what was it, 150, I think it was 150 plus Republicans voted to send $100 billion to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. You know, and it is the ultimate eye opener for anybody that wants to see what's going on. There is no right, there is no left. And anybody who thinks that there is, you're a normie. You're a normie and your surface level is fuck. you don't want to be a surface level voter. You know, a lot of people with politics, you know, a lot of people, especially like in the communities that I grew up in, you know, a lot of people have this idea that, politicians are, you know, they don't give a fuck about me, so I don't give a fuck about them, and therefore I don't care about politics. I think it's good for everybody to be informed about what's going on in society. You know, I think it's good to be well aware that the politicians are all part of the same fucking clique, the Uniparty, or should I say the Juniparty. And, you know, you just got to, like, look at what's going on out there. You know, something that I've talked about recently is, you know, conservatives need to not put so much attention on politicians and rigged elections. And you have to start to look at what conservatives, and what I mean by conservatives, I mean people who put America first, people who are down for accountability, people who are working class, people who believe in Jesus Christ, people who oppose the mainstream evil agenda, which is pushed by liberals 100%. It gets to a point to where, you know, when you throw liberals out there, you know, you're saying that the Republicans are do no harm, do no wrong. No, they actually do as much wrong. It's just that that's just majority of the situation. You know, the ideas, the ideology, policy is Republican and Democrat. Ideas is conservative and liberal. So when we look at the indoctrination that's happening, when we look at the entire establishment, the stories, the narratives, movie business, music business, and this is all pushed by Jews, by the way, and maybe people start waking up on that, and I think there's a small amount of people that are, you know, but there's no selective, like, you know, these people who are being selective about, like, you know, oh yeah, I don't believe the news when Biden is talking, but I believe it when Trump is talking. No, Trump is bought and paid, bro. Okay? I've said this, I've said it, and I will continue to say it. There is no exceptions here, bro. People get mad at Mike Johnson. People get mad. He was endorsed by Trump. I talked about this yesterday. Trump should not be fucking endorsing anybody moving forward, because he is obviously a politician. And there are definitely some things about Trump that I can say that I agree with. You know, definitely, I would hope. I mean, he is the guy who's supposed to be for the conservative, even though he said he's not a conservative. Now, he's like a moderate Democrat. He's a populist president. That's all he is. Surface-level people love him. Surface-level people think he is going to change the world. And the fact is he's not. Donald Trump released a statement this morning talking about the fucking whole situation, $100 billion to Israel, Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. And he doesn't condemn Mike Johnson. Now he brought Mike Johnson into the fucking situation. He told everybody to fucking, you know, to celebrate this Mike Johnson guy. No one knew who Mike Johnson was. I didn't know who he was. I mean, I did a few searches on his fucking Instagram, on his Twitter shit, and I saw that he was bought and paid by Israel, so I was like, yeah, this is not a good look. But then again, who is a good look? Like, who is the option that people would like? There is no option. And that's the unfortunate part. So when you look at conservatism, If you want change in America, do you want change? Do you want to sit around and continue to see these things happen? Do you want to see these, you know, this LGBTQ shit be pushed out the way it is? You know, and then they try to act all stupid about it. They're like, oh, well, you know, I don't know. Trans day visibility was on Easter. It just happened to be that way. Okay, if you want to be naive, if you want to be a little faggot, if you want to be, if you want to be stupid or play stupid, then you can continue to play stupid. But if you want to get against the agenda, see, I'm against the agenda, bro. See, the liberal agenda, everything it stands for, I'm against it. It's a mainstream agenda. It's the popular mainstream agenda. Okay? Everything it stands for, I'm against it. All right? Everything I do, everything I talk about, you will see a pattern. There's a thread here. There's a thread here. You're going to see, you know, just like when you turn on the TV, you don't see no white couples, you know? You don't see no you know, it's all fucking, you know, it's all part of the agenda. LGBTQ, you know, you go to the fucking Target and all the fucking billboards have fat girls. This is the agenda. Wake up. Your food is fake. They're promoting fat people as a way to be like, oh, it's okay. You know, this body positivity. You got people like Lizzo who are being celebrated. And then you get on, and then if I get on the fucking thing and I say, hey, you know what? This whole Lizzo chick is a bad representation of anybody in this country. Oh, well, you being racist, bro. You being racist. No, I'm not being racist, bro. I'm being real. If being real is racist, then we in a lot of trouble. Check it out. This past week, you know, Caitlin Clark, that's the WNBA, new WNBA person. You know, she had like the record, you know, like I said, I don't really get into the sports, but I know she was a big star in the college basketball thing. So liberals have been virtue signaling this week about WNBA, their salaries. You know, you got Biden over there talking about, oh yeah, WNBA players need their fair share. Kamala Harris yesterday, WNBA players need to be paid what they deserve. And, you know, it's virtue signaling, bro. Women see that and they say, and women who believe these people, women who believe Kamala Harris, women who support Biden or liberals or Democrats, you know, they'll get on their social media and be like, yeah, you're right, Biden. We do need our fair share. You know, I mean, this is literally Bidenomics in a nutshell. This is Gavinomics in a nutshell. Gavinomics is what? Well, it's like $200 billion deficit in California. But I'll give you a good example of someone being told that they need their fair share, so we're going to give it to them. Look at California, $20, fast food, minimum wage. That is Gavinomics, that is Bidenomics. Gavin Newsom says, fast food workers need to get their fair share. So what happens? He raises the minimum wage to $20 an hour for fast food workers. These are like people who are like, you know, typically come from low income places. You know, a lot of, you know, illegals probably, and, you know, people who don't have education and stuff like that. And he virtue signals to them. You know, they're like, oh, whoa, this is great. $20? Okay. And what has happened in California? The entire system is crumbling. Fast food, I mean, you're talking $30 just to feed two people. You're talking loss of wages. You're talking establishments closing. We've seen it. This is what happens when you give someone their fair share, as liberals put it. They don't give a fuck. They want to fucking get votes. So they'll say some shit like, oh, WNBA players deserve their fair share. Here's the reality about the WNBA. No one gives a fuck about the WNBA. Do you see girls, women, fucking around America wearing WNBA jerseys? No. So if you raise the salaries, you're going to be in a situation like you've seen in California, where you raised the wages, and then what happened? Businesses collapse. This is economics 101. But you know what? Don't go tell liberals that, because that's going to conflict with the virtue signal that they're doing. No, it doesn't turn profit. It's economics 101. They don't turn a profit. you know? But that's liberals, bro. You know, Gavin Newsom's done it with the fast food shit. And, you know, it's just going to be continuing. It's going to continue to happen because these people want power. And anytime you see people virtue signal, you know, white liberals, you know, do it to, like, illegals. You know, they got the signs, bro. You know, you got to love the signs, right? The signs are really stupid. The signs that I'm talking about are every person, you know, in this house, science matters, Black Lives Matter. We believe, you know, no human is illegal. It is liberal trash. You know, it's this phony fucking messaging that they do. It's phony. It's absolutely phony. You know, that's why, like, you know, when you look at history and shit, right? Now, you can say what you want about Malcolm X. I'm not too informed on a lot of what Malcolm X, you know, talked about, but I am informed on the things that he has said about the difference between conservatives and liberals. He's, you know, I mean, here's something, you know, back in the day, back in the 60s, you know, a lot of Black people didn't associate with the Democrat Party because they were well aware of what was going on with the Democrats. You know, they had, like, their own third party thing going on and shit like that. They weren't fucking with the Democrats. Like, around, like, Martin Luther King era and shit. Nah, fuck nah. There's a movie. It's about, I want to say it stars, what's his name? Bryan Cranston. I think it was Bryan Cranston. Yeah. And he's playing the life of Lyndon B. Johnson. One of the most racist presidents you ever fought. He literally hated Black people. Like, he fucking hated Black people. And when you look at the situation in America with the virtue signaling that we see on a day-to-day basis, you know, you see these people like Joy Reid, and, you know, you see all these fucking people, bro. You know, John Leguizamo for the Latinos, George Lopez, and these people carry water for the Democrat Party. Look, I am so removed from conservative, like, narratives, and, you know, I think for myself. You know, I think a lot of my views are conservative based. You know, I believe in Christ, and I believe accountability. I feel like everybody should, you know, pay their way, and I call out a lot of things that I guess Republicans and conservatives do, but, you know, I mean, the reality is the Democrat Party is it's all full of shit, bro. It's all phony. Certain people are realizing it. Certain people are waking up. But you know, we go back to what we've talked about in the past. Is I think a lot of people aren't really into politics. You know, I think a lot of people feel like a lot of people don't like getting into debates with people. A lot of people probably have their views. A lot of people probably might agree with conservatives on certain issues, but maybe they're not. I mean, I have been very vocal on the abortion issue. You know, I definitely feel that abortion is murder. But, you know, I mean, when we look at the general public, and it doesn't matter what I feel about abortion when it comes to the general public, because those are my views. But when we look at, I think, and this is part of the normalization that the liberal agenda has done to people. You know, when you take Christ out of the picture, you know, it really allows you to go in many different directions, many unfortunate directions. Not celebrating this by any means. You know, kids turn into, you know, really sloppy little young people. You know, I think one of the things I do like about the Republican Party, or, you know, conservatism, is it's very strict. It's very strict, and I think that is needed in society. I think there's a lack of tightness. You know, everything is just so like, you know, oh yeah, you know, little Johnny over there, he's on TikTok all day. You know, they have all these memes. They have the normie, the life of the normie. You know, watching Pornhub all day. You know, just eating fucking fast food. You know, consuming, you know, all of this fucking reckless shit. You know, my dad was the Air Force. Was in the Air Force, and, you know, he brought me up that way. You know, very respectful, tuck in your shirt, respectful, stand up tall. And a lot of people in this country are just sloppy, bro. Walking around with their fucking pajama, flannel pajamas on. Just sloppy fucking people, bro. It's because of where we've gone. You look at what was going on in the 50s, 60s, 70s. Maybe not so much in the 70s. But, you know, in the early days of America, you know, people had respect. People had values. People believed in who? Damn right they did. People believed in Jesus Christ. The entire society in America has gone down because people have allowed it. And when we look at agendas, when we look at what's been allowed, where people are, you know, it's really embarrassing when you look at America. You know, there's been a lot of things. Powerful people, I would say powerful people have played a huge part in it, which are all Jews, by the way. And I have no fucking problem pointing that out anytime. But yeah, I mean, it's ugly out there, bro. So, you know, last night there was a bunch of propaganda flying. You know, it said that Iran, you know, it said Israel, you know, attacked Iran. That's what the United States messaging was, that Israel attacked Iran. And then, you know, and then Iran came out and they said, that's false. That's propaganda. You know, we're fine. What are you talking about? And, you know, what's going to end up happening is America's going to be put in this, it's ugly, bro. It's ugly. All right. Let me just break it down for you people out there. Okay. All the surface level voters, all the normie Republicans, all the mainstream conservatives, people who don't really know about what is to come. It is ugly. War is not Republican and it's not Democrat. I don't care who you like, who you think your fucking best candidate is for president. War is both sides agreeing to it. Okay? Period. It's not Republicans, it's not Democrats. It is the Juna Party. When you look at Ukraine funding, both sides agreed to it. Kevin McCarthy was wearing the pin on his fucking suit coat, just like this fucking guy Mike Johnson is doing. He is 100% selected by the Uniparty. He is 100% endorsed by Trump. And you know what? People don't want to hear that because, you know, that hurts my feelings. Because Trump is my guy, and you're saying that he endorsed him and he even called him MAGA Mike Johnson. But I'm gonna pretend that he didn't do that. I'm gonna pretend that Mike Johnson wasn't at Trump's fucking Mar-a-Lago house last week and they were complimenting each other on their lives. And I'm gonna just pretend. I don't give a fuck what you want to fucking think in your head or whatever fuck. The fact is the Republicans and the Democrats are both involved in it. Okay? And if they weren't, then there would be no funding. Like if the Democrats were just like, okay, we're for Ukraine funding and, you know, no, they're all for it, bro. They're all part of it. So you better fucking wake up, all you surface level voters, and realize that there is no fucking Republican and Democrat in wartime. There might be certain, like, you know, Congress people, senators that are not for it. But the overall, messaging in America is to back Israel, is to back Ukraine. That's it. You know, if you've been sucked into the, oh my God, there's leftists that are tearing down walls or shutting down freeways, and you have allowed that to overtake your brain on what you feel for this Israel situation, if that's the only thing that you have to say, well, you know, the ceasefire, yeah, bro, you are a normie. You are a normie, and you have been got. Because, like I've said, the mainstream American stance is to back Israel. Gavin Newsom backs Israel. John Fetterman backs Israel. Whether he says it out loud or not, Joe Biden backs Israel. Donald Trump backs Israel. Mike Johnson backs Israel. Anything you think that your side, your politician, is like different and he's not going to bet, no, you just don't get it. That's why you know, I feel like is fucking Scarface. You need people like me. You need people like me so I can do a podcast and tell you what the fuck is going on. 100%. So yeah, there's the reality is they're going to get you to hate Iran. They're going to get you. You know, here's the trick, bro. Here's the trick for people who are surface level, people who don't have too much ideas about, like, you know, foreign policy. You know, you're kind of like, you know, on the fence. You know, should we back Israel? Should we be, you know, doing this, all this? You know, you have to look at what the mainstream establishment is pushing. Okay, they push masks, go the opposite way. Vaccines, go the opposite way. Israel, go the opposite way. Ukraine, go the opposite way. That's it. Look at what the establishment is pushing and go the opposite way. They tell you we need to give reparations. Go the opposite way. That's it. Matter of fact, don't go the opposite way. Research the opposite way.
That's what you need to do.
That's what you need to do. Will people do that? Some do. You know, some do. When we talk about BitChute, okay, BitChute is this platform that we're on where we got all these fucking views, 42,000. Thank you. I appreciate it because, you know, I mean, even having my views, you know, we all have our views. We do our research. You know, we come across information. You know, we do what we do. But, you know, there's things that I might not know. You know, and, you know, I would say largely a lot of the people that are on there on BitChute.com, BitChute.com/theslideshow, by the way. 88 subscribers. 88 subscribers. a lot of people who are very informed about things. You know, when we talk about America has a Jewish problem, you know, when we talk about, you know, all this shit. Yeah. A lot of, you know, as we say in the conservative, right-wing, free-thinking world, based. A lot of based people. A lot of people that are just like totally anti-authority, total, like anarchists. I'm an anarchist. You know, I don't really consider myself conservative. You know, I do adopt Christian values, you know, as far as like, you know, the holy order, men and women and, you know, all that. But I think a lot of my views are anarchist views. And you know, a lot of people say, whoa, that's like, you know, for people that don't know, once again, you talk to a room of a bunch of fucking normies who don't know what the fuck they're talking about, you're going to get these types of fucking situations. Now, I mean, I wouldn't say everything I is anarchist, but, you know, I would say, you know, a lot of my views are anarchist, you know, views, you know, as far as understanding that police officers are the, you know, the, you know, they just take orders from the state, and the state, whatever the state is, you know, whatever the state is pushing, you know, hopefully we don't have to go through a pandemic like we did. Because that was actually like the worst thing for police officers, is the way they took orders. And, you know, I mean, there are people like in first responders, you know, medics and firefighters who are good people, who are patriotic people. And there were a few counties in, you know, like close to where I live that fought against those mandates. So it's wild. You know, but I like this, man. I've been doing this for 20 years. And I just come to the realization that this is really all that's really matters. You know, as far as my internet presence, or, you know, I just want to do the show. Those of you that fuck with it, fuck with it. If you don't like it, then I guess you go fucking do something else. You know? But I'm going to continue. You know, I think it's a good celebration today. BitChute, 42,000 people in the last 12 months have viewed the slideshow, and we're gonna keep doing it. So that's what it is, man. There was actually someone, it was news breaking like right before I started this. There was someone who lit themselves on fire in front of the Trump trial, and I thought that was interesting. It's a wild one, bro. 2024 has been wild. And it's only going to get crazier. We haven't even reached the summertime yet. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people feel, you know, are making predictions on what the summer's going to bring. It's close. I mean, these next 2 months, and we're already at 66 episodes, bro. Who knows what's on the horizon? But, you know, yeah, that's what it is. So anyways, you guys have a wonderful, God bless weekend. And I'll tell you guys on the next one. You never know when we might pop up with a new show. I appreciate everybody on bitchute.com that's been fucking with the slideshow. I appreciate you. Hit the subscribe. Rumble, you know, Rumble is our main provider for our website, video. And, you know, we're doing it. We're on all podcast platforms. We're on Instagram. We're on X. We're on Telegram. We're on, Gab. And, you know, we're just trying to grow the audience, grow more people supporting the show. All right, Sly Show, Season 20, Episode 66. Check you guys on the next one. God bless to everybody out there. Be safe out there, people.